He was a square peg in a square hole from the beginning. I don't know what motivated him to go to photography school in his earliest days, but around the turn of the century, he attended what apparently was a very well-qualified school of photographic science up in Missouri. He retained, and I guess they're in the pictures that I put in the local history or in the Texas collection, he had studies that he had made in those early days of flowers, like a pansy, or like a lizard sitting on the rail of a fence, and things of that kind, still lifes, and remarkable photographs that he had done at an early age, which showed that he had a tremendously sensitive and artistic bent for photography at its best. He got away from that more arty type of photography when he went into the area of commercial and even portrait photography.